Let's go ahead and get started. We want to reward everyone for showing up at 8:30 this morning and get started on time. And we have a number of presentations today. I'm Linda Anderson. I'm serving as your moderator for this session. I'm from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And let me again just tell you, you are at the Environment and Aging Environmental and Policy Change to Support Healthy Aging Symposium. So if you think you're at the wrong place, now's the time to slip out. But hopefully you're all here. And what this symposium was created to do was really to articulate strategies for improving aging policy during the second decade of the 21st century. And specifically, we're going to be looking at addressing challenges to healthy and vital aging that exist in the environment, with attention to mobility, social, psychological, and emotional well-being and functioning. And so we have four presenters. On your program, it shows that you have five, but the first presentation is really the introduction to the session. So we have four presenters, and then I'll serve as a discussant in raising some issues, and then we'll open it up to all of you to ask questions. But to begin, one of the things that would be helpful for all of us as speakers is just to know, how many of you consider yourself to have a role at the local public health? What about at the state public health? What about at the federal level? How many are in academia? Okay. That's, I think that gives us a good sense then of many of you and the perspectives. Let me introduce now, begin the session and introduce our first speaker. I'm going to pull up her slides. Let me go over the objectives again. To explain the rationale and evidence for environment and policy change, again to support healthy aging as well as prevent or delay disease and disability. To identify promising environmental policies, and we'll talk more about what we mean by that, and then provide examples of strategies, tools, and resources, and some of the ways that this group is going about doing that, and then articulate capacity building strategies, and again, some innovations that you'll all want to know about and connect to. By the end of this session. So as I said, we'll have four presenters. I'll introduce each one because I think people may be coming in to hear specific presenters. So I'll introduce each one, let them do their presentation. We'll ask maybe one question for clarification, but because we want to open some time at the end, and in fact, for Kathy's presentation, we might allow a little bit more time for presentation because one thing I need to let all of you know is all of the presenters had no relationships to disclose. However, I guess one of the things I should point out that Kathy Sykes has so many relationships that she's double booked. And so after her presentation, she's going to have to run out and be at another session, but she's going to try and come back for the question and answer piece. So let's begin with her session. And again, here's the acknowledgments in terms of that. This is in your program as well.